As is.
This is AC Stars, and this is my second episode of This Is Us, and it's really actually been a while since I've been on here, or actually been able to get on here. Been kind of dealing with a couple of things that I really want to touch subject on tonight. I really didn't come with a complete subject tonight, but we'll be touching bases on relationships and behavior, mental issues, which is something that a lot of us deal with. Now, a lot of us have what we call an attitude problem, or what they would say. Really, we just don't take shit, you know? It's just kind of hard for us to just be like, hey, I'm gonna take that L and move on, versus F this, I need revenge, I need to figure out how to make somebody else feel bad like I feel bad, or anything like that. No. Let's work on the fairness that we deserve for ourselves today, you know? The basis I want to touch on with mental issues is because, man, and a lot of people will probably say that I feel like they feel as if I don't have the special degree or schooling to discuss mental issues, or I can't speak on it. But it's funny how all these people with degrees, or whatever you want to call it, whether they got a degree or not, they speak on mental issues and things of that sort. Now, tell me how many of these people actually have mental issues and deal with those issues and actually know what these people that deal with the mental issues are going through. Yeah. Kind of hard, isn't it? One thing you got to know for sure is who you're dealing with out here. I don't know if you believe in good and evil, God, the devil, but trust me, there's good and bad forces out here. And to make everybody feel comfortable, I'm not even going to touch on the subject of religion. We'll just say good and bad forces right now. Bad forces adapt to you. Well, they can grab hold of you and stick to you if you let them. Only if you let them. And people that are weak will let them. In that case, I'm speaking on when you get somebody to push you, or somebody's getting on your nerves, or somebody does something that you don't like. It is on you to handle that situation accordingly, or to handle it unaccordingly, which will probably get your ass locked up or in a bunch of stuff that you don't want to be in. My thing, we'll talk about me because I can't speak on everybody else. My mental issue thing is I think a lot. Like, I ponder, I can think about so many good things, and I can find myself falling into thinking something bad, or just I don't know how that even happens, of me thinking about so many things that are good, so many things that are good, so many things that are good, and then all of a sudden I get this feeling of where I just don't trust anything, or I just feel like this is going to happen, or this is going to happen. We control the energies that are around us. Everything is based off energy. Everything has energy. We can have positive energies and we can have negative energies. You don't believe me? Now, I don't have a co-host, but I do have my roommate / best friend. Just one question for my people. I'm on my podcast. There's such thing as good and bad energies, and they everywhere, right? See, people? I'm not the only one that thinks that. He's pretty high right now, so I'm gonna leave him alone. As far you'll have a show with him soon. T, say what up to the people.
What up, the people? This is me,
Kid Dice, nigga. You already know. And you will be hearing some music from him soon. I have an interview with him soon enough. We all will get to know who Kid Dice really is. Thank you, bro. I just needed your input. Definitely. I got you. We could do it. I want y'all to understand that you can always, always know good and bad energies. This is how you know. If you're hanging around a bunch of people and all their feelings are there, being around them, all it makes you want to do is bad stuff. Like, it just makes you want to go out and just... Anybody that can get you or persuade you to do things that aren't of your nature or anything that's not of you, or just... something just so crazy that you know good as well you have no business doing. They have bad energy. And that bad energy can latch on to you. You don't want a whole bunch of bad energies, because that will cause you, well, like people like me, I've been surrounded by so many bad energies that it caused me to think negative. I left no room to think positive because I let my head fill it with negative responses or negative answers just for everything. And it's probably because I've only got negative responses, or I felt like I never got this enough, or enough of this, or enough of this, or just different feelings and emotions, you know. I let some energies control me. One energy that really, really stuck with me for a long time is my attitude. Now, at first, I just really regretted my attitude. Like, I really just hated it. I wish I didn't have one. I prayed so much about it. Just wish it would go away. And the thing about my attitude, though, that I soon to realize that if I didn't have this attitude, I probably would have been very weak. It would have been a lot of situations where I wouldn't have been able to handle. It would have been a lot of situations where I wouldn't have been able to get myself out of it, or I wouldn't have been able to be strong enough or have that strength enough to even want to get out of that situation. My attitude, that's where my attitude kicked in. My endurance, my determination. That's where my attitude lies. My attitude doesn't lie and to take vengeance out on the next man, or to fight this person, or to shoot this person, or to hate this person. No. I don't strive on hate. I don't live off hate. I don't base my life and my success or anything or any of that sort of hate. Once you start basing your career off hate, or like you feed off hate, oh, this, I need people to hate me, da 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 da. Yeah, so once you start feeding off that hate, you are basing your life or your dream or whatever you're trying to do on negative, like on a negative ground. You have a negative foundation, put it like that. You're building it on a negative foundation, and it's just going to fall through. And it don't mean in a good way. Like, it's going to definitely fall through. You built, like, if you surround yourself with negativity, guess what you're going to have all the time? Negativity. You surround yourself with negative people all the time, guess what your thoughts are going to be? Negative all the time. And you don't need to be around people. If you feel like everybody around you is negative, then be by yourself. Get on YouTube and find some positive speakers or outreach speakers, or come listen to me. Go find somebody that's going to speak some positivity into your life, that's actually going to push you to be greater, to push you to be more open-minded, to push you to be more open to being successful, being open to actually receiving the blessings that are meant for your life. You actually have to have faith that you're actually going to be able to. Faith has nothing to do with religion. I mean, it does, but faith isn't all about religion. I could have faith right now and not be a religious person. I have faith in myself. Like, I believe. That's faith, is believing. If you believe in yourself, if you believe you can achieve, if you believe all these things, then you can do it. All it takes is that push. All it takes is that urgency and determination to actually want to make it or do something. See, my thing is right now, my mental issues that I'm dealing with right now, I'm really jealous, let's be honest, of every artist around me, because it seems like everybody got all this money to support their careers and do these music videos and all this stuff like this, and all I have enough money to is pay my bills and really that's my fault, because I could do all that stuff. It's because I choose not to, or I choose to do other things instead of that, instead of putting forth or putting towards my career. Like, I have so much talent. I have so much, like, potential. Everything that I do, like, I'm sitting on a gold mine. Like, I am a gold mine myself. And as long as I keep doing that, as long as I keep telling myself that, as long as I keep building my foundation upon that positivity right there, I'll be fine. Watch, everything just come together once I keep sticking. Every time, like, when I was out, like, my girlfriend that we've been together almost 4 months now, and really I've been thinking about all the positivity in our life and in my life. I've been thinking about this positive. Oh, we're going to do this. This is going to come together. And as I'm speaking over this stuff, as I'm speaking this stuff into existence, it's coming slowly but surely. And when you go through these things, when you speak on things and you want things to happen, you're going through things and you want to get better. You're going to have things pop up. You're going to have what we call distractions. They're the things that's going to take you away from believing in what you're supposed to believe in. These are the things that's going to try to stop you or stand in your way. That bad force that we talked about. That bad force that's going to try to stop you from achieving your true goal. It's going to stand in your way. And some of us have been distracted for years. We let everything around us stand in the way of what we still could be doing. Like me, I could have been famous. These people getting famous off YouTube videos singing, da 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 da. I have a phenomenal voice. I could have been singing and doing all this stuff for years, but I held me back from that because I felt like I needed to do it one route and one way only, when there's so many different things and venues that you can do. If you can't do something one way, try another way. That doesn't mean give up. Or keep trying it that same way and it doesn't work. That's stupid. That's like trying to plug something up into the wall and it still doesn't work. You keep plugging it in the same side, and it still doesn't work. But you're still gonna keep trying it anyway, right? Oh yeah. Are you gonna get to the root of the problem? Are you gonna try other things to try to make it work? Something's got to make it work. Don't give up. Have faith. That's if you can write anything down today, if you're taking keynotes or anything like that, please write that down. Do not give up ever on anything. If you're getting rid of a bad relationship, whatever, that's not giving up. That's called being smart. That's called saving yourself from a heartbreak. That's called saving. That's called actually not having your time wasted. Now, that's not what I'm talking about. Have faith, okay? Have the decency and the courage and the wisdom and determination for yourself to actually reach towards the positive things in your life. Because they can help. When you reach towards the positive things and you dwell your life in these positive things, they can help with the mental issues. I swear on everything, because it helps me. When I think about all the good things that I have, when I think about all the gracious things that I've been through, when I look at all the rest of the world and look at all these people and seeing what they're going through and knowing that that is not me, that is not my life. I'm going through things, but I'm not going with what they're going through. I have to be grateful and thankful for that. Because when you're not, I don't know if that's karma that comes back around or is that just life or whatever. But once life finds out you ain't grateful for the things you have, it starts taking things away from you. And when it starts taking things away from you, now you hurt. Now you hate the world. Now you just upset with the world. Now you can't function right. Now you stress. You don't love anything. You hate everything. That's how you feel now. All because you didn't even allow or even just try to give yourself a little bit or an ounce of positivity. Find the positive things in your life that will make you better. Instead of trying to find every single negative thing in your life that is bringing you down. If you can name all these things in your life that are bringing you down, how about take a list, write all those things down one by one, find the one that is the smallest problem and solve it, and from there keep going. Solve it from the smallest to the biggest problem, and when you get to that biggest problem and you solve it, by then you will be strong enough to even solve it just like that. You have to be wise in this world. Not only that, you got to have strength. It'll be a battle between a man that is smart and a man that is strong. Who you think will win that battle? Bigger question. Who do you think could win a battle against both of them at the same time? A strong man and a wise man. You can be both. You can be that strong and wise person. That strong and wise woman, that strong and wise man, you can be that. It's all on you. It's all on what you're determined to be, on what you're determined to see, on all what you want for your life. How bad do you want this for your life? Believe in yourself. This will help with your mental issues, okay? I promise. This is just the first step. We're going to talk about mental issues a lot. Because me, of course, I deal with them. Yes, I do. A lot. Every day, 24/7. But I deal with them. And I know how to. And it helps. And if you have any questions or concerns, you can always hit me up and ask. Because I'm willing to answer any question. I'm willing to help anybody along this path or this ride we call life, because a lot of people aren't willing to help us, and they know the key to success. They know the keys to open up this other part of your mind or whatever, just to free yourself from all the bondage that you got on your life. It's just people that know the tricks and codes of that, but they ain't gonna tell you. There's certain stuff we have to learn on our own. I'm gonna complete this segment tonight. On as far as relationships, I'm not even gonna touch on. Matter of fact, I'm not even gonna touch on. The relationship is gonna be saved for another day. I just really wanted to touch on the mental issues thing, and I just wanted to touch on the basis of everyone keeping a positive outlook in your life, trying to stay positive, trying to push yourself towards the things that you actually want and need in your life. You have what it takes. You have that ambition. You have that determination. You have that ambition. You have it right there in your hands. And all you have to do is press towards. All you have to do is press forward. All you have to do is just stop the negativity. All those voices, all the things just screaming at you from left to right in your head. Yeah, it does me the same way. All the stuff just going crazy in your head. This is going wrong. This is this and money for this. Stop what you're doing. Chill, relax. Take a breather real quick and realize this is your life. You control this. You have what it takes to fix whatever it is that is going on, okay? And you have people that'll help you. So if you feel like you don't have nobody, reach out. Don't be too ashamed to reach out if you feel like you need help or something. You feel like you just, as things is too crazy or too rough for you, don't be afraid to actually reach out to people. People do care about you. They love you. Don't be too stubborn. Don't be too hateful. I know a lot of you out here don't like people or whatever. And that's because of what people have done to you. But not everybody is the same. Because somewhere out there, while you hating people, somebody needs your love, though. That love specifically from you. So y'all just remember that. It's your boy Stars, man. And I love kicking it with y'all tonight, so... Y'all remember, man. Y'all keep that positivity and that love flowing out there. Peace. One love. As is, this is AC Stars. And this is my second episode of This Is Us, and it's really actually been a while since I've been on here, or actually been able to get on here. Been kind of dealing with a couple of things that I really want to touch subject on tonight. I really didn't come with a complete subject tonight, but we'll be touching bases on relationships and behavior, mental issues, which is something that a lot of us deal with. Now, a lot of us have what we call an attitude problem, or what they would say. Really, we just don't take shit, you know? It's just kind of hard for us to just be like, hey, I'm gonna take that L and move on, versus F this, I need revenge, I need to figure out how to make somebody else feel bad like I feel bad, or anything like that. No. Let's work on the fairness that we deserve for ourselves today, you know? The basis I want to touch on with mental issues is because, man, and a lot of people will probably say that I feel like they feel as if I don't have the special degree or schooling to discuss mental issues, or I can't speak on it. But it's funny how all these people with degrees or whatever you want to call it, whether they got a degree or not, they speak on mental issues and things of that sort. Now, tell me how many of these people actually have mental issues and deal with those issues and actually know what these people that deal with the mental issues are going through. Yeah. Kind of hard, isn't it? One thing you got to know for sure is who you're dealing with out here. I don't know if you believe in good and evil, God, the devil, but trust me, there's good and bad forces out here. And to make everybody feel comfortable, I'm not even going to touch on the subject of religion. We'll just say good and bad forces right now. Bad forces adapt to you. Well, they can grab hold of you and stick to you if you let them. Only if you let them. And people that are weak will let them. In that case, I'm speaking on when you get somebody to push you, or somebody's getting on your nerves, or somebody does something that you don't like. It is on you to handle that situation accordingly, or to handle it unaccordingly, which will probably get your ass locked up or in a bunch of stuff that you don't want to be in. My thing, we'll talk about me because I can't speak on everybody else. My mental issue thing is I think a lot. Like, I ponder, I can think about so many good things, and I can find myself falling into thinking something bad, or just I don't know how that even happens, of me thinking about so many things that are good, so many things that are good, so many things that are good, and then all of a sudden I get this feeling of where I just don't trust anything, or I just feel like this is gonna happen or this is gonna happen. We control the energies that are around us. Everything is based off energy. Everything has energy. We can have positive energies and we can have negative energies. You don't believe me? Now, I don't have a co-host, but I do have my roommate / best friend. Just one question for my people. I'm on my podcast. There's such thing as good and bad energies, and they everywhere, right? See, people? I'm not the only one that thinks that. He's pretty high right now, so I'm gonna leave him alone. As for, you'll have a show with him soon. T, say what up to the people.
What up, the people? This is me.
Kid Dice, nigga, you already know. And you will be hearing some music from him soon. I have an interview with him soon enough. We all will get to know who Kid Dice really is. Thank you, bro. I just needed your input. Definitely. I got you. We can do it. I want y'all to understand that you can always, always know good and bad energies. This is how you know. If you're hanging around a bunch of people and all their feelings are there, being around them, all it makes you want to do is bad stuff. Like, it just makes you want to go out and just... Anybody that can get you or persuade you to do things that aren't of your nature, or anything that's not of you, or just... something just so crazy that you know good as well you have no business doing. They have bad energy. And that bad energy can latch on to you. You don't want a whole bunch of bad energies, because that will cause you, well, like people like me, I've been surrounded by so many bad energies that it caused me to think negative. I left no room to think positive because I let my head fill it with negative responses or negative answers just for everything. And it's probably because I've only got negative responses, or I felt like I never got this enough, or enough of this, or enough of this, or just different feelings and emotions, you know. I let some energies control me. One energy that really, really stuck with me for a long time is my attitude. Now, at first, I just really regretted my attitude. Like, I really just hated it. I wish I didn't have one. I prayed so much about it. Just wish it would go away. And the thing about my attitude, though, that I soon to realize that if I didn't have this attitude, I probably would have been very weak. It would have been a lot of situations where I wouldn't have been able to handle. It would have been a lot of situations where I wouldn't have been able to get myself out of it, or I wouldn't have been able to be strong enough or have that strength enough to even want to get out of that situation. My attitude, that's where my attitude kicked in. My endurance, my determination, that's where my attitude lies. My attitude doesn't lie and to take vengeance out on the next man, or to fight this person, or to shoot this person, or to hate this person. No. I don't strive on hate. I don't live off hate. I don't base my life and my success or anything or any of that sort of hate. Once you start basing your career off hate, or like you feed off hate, oh, this, I need people to hate me, da 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 da. Yeah, so once you start feeding off that hate, you are basing your life or your dream or whatever you're trying to do on negative, like on a negative ground. You have a negative foundation, put it like that. You're building it on a negative foundation, and it's just going to fall through. And I don't mean in a good way. Like, it's going to definitely fall through. You built, like, if you surround yourself with negativity, guess what you're going to have all the time? Negativity. You surround yourself with negative people all the time, guess what your thoughts are going to be? Negative all the time. And you don't need to be around people. If you feel like everybody around you is negative, then be by yourself. Get on YouTube and find some positive speakers or outreach speakers, or come listen to me. Go find somebody that's going to speak some positivity into your life, that's actually going to push you to be greater, to push you to be more open-minded, to push you to be more open to being successful, being open to actually receiving the blessings that are meant for your life. You actually have to have faith that you're actually going to be able to. Faith has nothing to do with religion. I mean, it does, but faith isn't all about religion. I could have faith right now and not be a religious person. I have faith in myself. Like, I can, I believe. That's faith, is believing. If you believe in yourself, if you believe you can achieve, if you believe all these things, then you can do it. All it takes is that push. All it takes is that urgency and determination to actually want to make it or do something. See, my thing is right now, my mental issues that I'm dealing with right now, I'm really jealous, let's be honest, of every artist around me, because it seems like everybody got all this money to support their careers and do these music videos and all this stuff like this, and all I have enough money to is pay my bills. And really, that's my fault, because I could do all that stuff. It's because I choose not to, or I choose to do other things instead of that. Instead of putting forth or putting towards my career. Like, I have so much talent. I have so much, like, potential. Everything that I do, like, I'm sitting on a gold mine. Like, I am a gold mine myself. And as long as I keep doing that, as long as I keep telling myself that, as long as I keep building my foundation upon that positivity right there, I'll be fine. Watch, everything just come together once I keep sticking. Every time, like, when I was out, like, my girlfriend that I we've been together almost 4 months now, And really, I've been thinking about all the positivity in our life and in my life. I've been thinking about this positive. Oh, we're going to do this. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. This is going to come together. This is going to come together. And as I'm speaking over this stuff, as I'm speaking this stuff into existence, it's coming slowly but surely. And when you go through these things, it's when you speak on things and you want things to happen, you're going through things and you want to get better. You want to get better. You want to get better. You're going to have things pop up. You're going to have what we call distractions. They're the things that's going to take you away from believing in what you're supposed to believe in. These are the things that's going to stop, that's going to try to stop you or stand in your way. That bad force that we talked about, that bad force that's going to stop, that's going to try to stop you from achieving your true goal, that's going to stand in your way. And some of us have been distracted for years. We let everything around us stand in the way of what we still could be doing. Like me, I could have been famous. These people getting famous off YouTube videos singing, da 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 da. I have a phenomenal voice. I could have been singing and doing all this stuff for years, but I held me back from that because I felt like I needed to do it one route and one way only, when there's so many different things and venues that you can do. If you can't do something one way, try another way. That doesn't mean give up or keep trying it that same way and it doesn't work. That's stupid. That's like trying to plug something up into the wall and it doesn't, still doesn't work. You keep plugging it in and plugging it in different, the same side, keep plugging it in the same side, plugging it in the same side, and it still doesn't work. It still doesn't work. But you're still gonna keep trying it anyway, right? Oh yeah. Are you gonna get to the root of the problem? Are you gonna try other things to try to make it work? Something's got to make it work. Don't give up. Have faith. That's if you can write anything down today, if you're taking key notes or anything like that, please write that down. Do not give up ever on anything. On anything. If you're getting rid of a bad relationship, whatever, that's not giving up on. That's not giving up. That's called being smart. That's called saving yourself from a heartbreak. That's called actually not having your time wasted. Now, that's not what I'm talking about. Have faith, okay? Have the decency and the courage and the wisdom and determination for yourself to actually reach towards the positive things in your life. Because they can help. When you reach towards the positive things and you dwell your life in these positive things, they can help with the mental issues. I swear on everything, because it helps me. When I think about all the good things that I have, when I think about all the gracious things that I've been through, when I look at all the rest of the world and look at all these people and seeing what they're going through and knowing that that is not me, that is not my life. I'm going through things, but I'm not going with what they're going through. I have to be grateful and thankful for that. Because when you're not, I don't know if that's karma that comes back around or is that just life or whatever, but once life finds out you ain't grateful for the things you have, it starts taking things away from you. And when it starts taking things away from you, now you hurt. Now you hate the world. Now you just upset with the world. Now you can't function right. Now you stress. You don't love anything. You hate everything. That's how you feel now. All because you didn't even allow or even just try to give yourself a little bit or an ounce of positivity. Find the positive things in your life that will make you better. Instead of trying to find every single negative thing in your life that is bringing you down. If you can name all these things in your life that are bringing you down, how about take a list, write all those things down one by one, find the one that is the smallest problem and solve it, and from there keep going. Solve it from the smallest to the biggest problem. And when you get to that biggest problem and you solve it, by then you will be strong enough to even solve it just like that. You have to be wise in this world. Not only that, you got to have strength. It'll be a battle between a man that is smart and a man that is strong. Who you think will win that battle? Bigger question. Who do you think could win a battle against both of them at the same time? A strong man and a wise man. You can be both. You can be that strong and wise person. That strong and wise woman. That strong and wise man. You can be that. It's all on you. It's all on what you're determined to be. On what you're determined to see. On all what you want for your life. How bad do you want this for your life? Believe in yourself. This will help with your mental issues, okay? I promise. This is just the first step. We're going to talk about mental issues a lot. Because me, of course, I deal with them. Yes, I do. A lot. Every day, 24/7. But I deal with them. And I know how to. And it helps. And if you have any questions or concerns, you can always hit me up and ask. Because I'm willing to answer any question. I'm willing to help anybody along this path or this ride we call life. Because a lot of people aren't willing to help us, and they know the key to success. They know the keys to open up this other part of your mind or whatever, just to free yourself from all the bondage that you got on your life. It's just people that know the tricks and codes of that. But they ain't gonna tell you. There's certain stuff we have to learn on our own. I'm going to complete this segment tonight. As far as relationships. I'm not even going to touch on. Matter of fact, I'm not even going to touch on. Relationships are going to be saved for another day. I just really wanted to touch on the mental issues thing. And I just wanted to touch on the basis of everyone keeping a positive outlook in your life. Trying to stay positive, trying to push yourself towards the things that you actually want and need in your life. You have what it takes. You have that ambition. You have that determination. You have that ambition. You have it right there in your hands. And all you have to do is press towards. All you have to do is press forward. All you have to do is just stop the negativity, all those voices, all the things just screaming at you from left to right in your head. Yeah, it does me the same way. All the stuff just going crazy in your head. This is going wrong. This is this and money for this. Stop what you're doing. Chill, relax, take a breather real quick and realize this is your life. You control this. You have what it takes to fix whatever it is that is going on. Okay. And you have people that'll help you. So if you feel like you don't have nobody, reach out. Don't be too ashamed to reach out if you feel like you need help or something. You feel like you just, as things is too crazy or too rough for you, don't be afraid to actually reach out to people. People do care about you. They love you. Don't be too stubborn. Don't be too hateful. I know a lot of you out here don't like people or whatever. And that's because of what people have done to you. But not everybody is the same. Because somewhere out there, while you hating people, somebody needs your love, though. That love specifically from you. So y'all just remember that. It's your boy Stars, man. And I love kicking it with y'all tonight. So y'all remember, man. Y'all keep that positivity and that love flowing out there. peace, one love.
Amen.